Everyone, welcome to Simply Blooming's podcast. I'm here with my co-host, Lokanesh. Thank you so much for joining us. Today's theme is going with your own flow. So I guess to go with your own flow, it's recognizing what your own flow is, and that can change nanosecond by nanosecond, microsecond by microsecond. So the opportunity there is to stay connected to the self. And I think in this day and age, and probably any day and age really, it's probably one of the most difficult things to stay present with, because there's always something pulling us out of ourselves and going into different directions, you know, different things we focus on with a thousand thoughts, you know, all the time. So Ganesh is going to be talking a little bit. Hello, darlings. Thank you so much for joining Isis and myself. It's always super exciting and something that we ourselves are in a co-collaboration with within our eternal self. Also our internal self within this physical form, darlings, is that cohesiveness, that non-separation that we ourselves love to participate definitely in our form. And as part of that, we too love evolving the ecosystem within the human form. And naturally, we live in this body as well as others, but definitely this body. And so harmonizing and remaining harmonic in our resonance is pivotal to a state of well-being on 1,000 levels plus, you know. And so tuning into oneself, it's said all the time and you hear it in all different ways, but very rarely do we actually remain in that state of consciousness. So there's many how-tos, but ultimately it's about finding what it is for you that allows yourself to stay present no matter what's going on in your external world or what your monkey mind is consciously percolating. So, you know, you might be one of these people that is known as a warrior. You might be a people pleaser. You know, there's many archetypes, and ultimately those archetypes dissolve and you become the almighty Om, you know, not just organic matter, darlings, but your primordial isness as the vibration of Om. So, and that's always what you are, regardless of what you're manifesting and what you're, you know, cohabitating in and all those sorts of things. But coming back to that state and being present in that state not only calms your limbic system and your then vibrates through your endocrine system seamlessly, also effortlessly, but your nervous system goes into what they call a static state, you know, or ecstatic state, but it's a static state. So in other words, your nervous system isn't creating anxiety or anxiousness in any way. And therefore your mind becomes the stillness itself, which is where it gives you the opportunity to be your flow consciously, but without the chaos. Unless you desire to have chaos, it is totally up to you. But when you're coming from the state of flow, it's effortless, and also there's no effort insofar as you're not pushing back at yourself all the time. Because in a world that loves to push at things, you know, always striving and pushing, to allow your flow to emanate is really a beautiful sensitivity of release, and it allows your energy to keep its equilibrium no matter what's going on in your life. Because sometimes life throws you a curveball. You know, not always easy to move around. Sometimes you know, you can be really excited about something one moment and then take a nosedive in another moment. So moving through things through equanimity really helps your physical form to maintain its ecosystem in a healthy manner. So you have those opportunities in every microsecond. It's just that often there's such a disturbance going on in your life that You lose that, you know. It's so easy to have that happen. Maybe there's an altercation, you know, maybe it's a family consternation, you know, maybe something's going on with your nucleus family and you're feeling tired and that makes you irritable and someone is draining you, you feel that draining element going on. Or sometimes, you know, you're just having a great life and you're really, really happy. But most people go through those, you know, mixed emotions in any given moment in their life. You know, you all go through that in different experiences and expressions in your life. And, you know, a lot of people tend to look at another and think their life is, a perfect in their way. But really, and it is, because everyone's life is perfect in a way. However, you know, that word perfect is used in all different ways, and you know, you are perfect as who you are always, but we're always wanting to evolve. You know, it's part of nature. Change is always something that's always happening. It's not something you can stop, and why would you want to? Because change allows growth, it allows expansion, and you know, it creates a spaciousness within yourself that, you know, allows your limbic system to work with your spinal cord, you know, and it just fortifies it. It's amazing, you know, people don't understand their systems in their human form, but they're just brilliant, you know. You know, it's not an AI thing, you know, you don't need to go outside of yourself and go through a computer program. Your body is amazing and beyond any AI that you're currently coming up with. And remember, AI technology is made from, you know, from people. So your being is wiser than any of that, you know. So sometimes while you're, a lot of you, especially, you know, you're using AI for many things, and that's a wonderful experience, but you're your own primordial intelligence and never to be replaced by something else like that, unless you so desire. But we don't see that any of you really desire that. You just like to be assisted in some ways, for whatever reason. But it's really wise to remember your own primordial intelligence. You know, it can be a gift to yourself to remember that. And sometimes, you know, people forget. So coming back to being your flow, and, you know, often as we shared, and you know this yourselves, we don't really have to say it out loud, that it is easy to pull it. You know, sometimes some of you at university, some of you are studying through TAFE, colleges, school, you know, some of you going through your own institutions, your work environment, or you're trying to progress through whatever you're trying to progress through in your working environment. Then others are just chilling and going and doing the slow living, you know, wherever you're at. It doesn't matter where you are, because there's symbiosis that is required for your one's being to be in harmony of itself on a cellular level, you know. And really, it's such a gift to be here in a human form. It's super exciting, and you have so much potential in your now moment that you embody and you live and you can self-express with in whatever way you want. But so many people are stressed, you know, so many things. And some people say it's not much of a stress, or it's a big stress, or it's very stressful, but really stress is stress. You know, it's not measured in cupfuls, you know. Stress is just stress. And so some of you say that you thrive in it, but we've never seen a nervous system that really thrives on stress. You know, not really. It can thrive in many ways. You know, if you're performance orientated, maybe you're an athlete, or maybe you just are driven in that way, stress is not really where your driving force comes in. Adrenaline is definitely part of that. But, you know, how your being relates to, you know, wanting to be driven, you know, it's the driver of all those, you know, realities that you're creating. So if you're an athlete and you want to win, then it's your adrenaline that kicks in, and then that sets your metabolic rate or your metabolic rate and synchronizes within your neural pathways, and you know, you get this surge of energy from your being, you know. And so there's so many ways, and we could go into the physics of that, but we won't right now. And you know, or some of you are driven in other ways. You know, maybe you've got your goals financially and you would like to move into that, so adrenaline then kicks in and you're very focused. So you become very focused in your fiscal awareness, and you seize the moment and you take control of how you spend and what you bring into your environment through monetary access, and then what you allow to come out, and you decide how you balance that. But you're in the driver's seat because you are, you know, whatever your journey is, and you would like to achieve something. And so the energy becomes into your alignment, in your heart center, through your solar plexus, in your sacral. So, you know, the emotions around that are balanced, because that's a really healthy way to sustain yourself. And then it's grounded through your base energy center, Muladhara, or earth center, whichever you want to call it, or whatever name you like to call it. Some people use chakras, some people use energy centers, whatever works for you, darlings. And so there you feel much more at ease with your fiscal awareness, because you do not feel like it's all going out too fast and you're being pulled to pay that bill and pulled to pay that bill, and there's a curveball because you got an unexpected one, because you feel that you have things in hand, you know. And it's such a wonderful feeling, right? you know. And those things can be applied to any part. If you're studying and you're overloaded with your work studies, and maybe some of you are working full-time, some of you are, you know, studying full-time, but whatever you're doing, it's feeling aligned with your sensitivity around that, so you don't feel your energy draining you, that you can really enjoy the processes of what you're embodying and you're embarking on, you know, that is going with your flow, you know. But if you feel that whether you're working full-time and studying or working part-time and studying, or maybe you're doing something else and you feel the drain and the stress of it, then there's an imbalance in your flow, you know. So you are not aligned with your actual flow because your energy, you know, is out of kilter with what is required to flow effortlessly through that adventure. So recognizing that there is a stress is the first thing, you know, because so many people don't realize, and it's coming out in their language. We totally get that. And sometimes you don't pick up on, you know, how you're articulating to others, but it just comes out because your body is always telling you, it's giving you messages. Often we don't listen, right? But if you take the time and you listen, it's, and by time it's like a nanosecond, you know, just take the nanosecond to listen. Instantly your body will take a deep breath, you know, that instantly is like a soothing, cool aloe vera on your nervous system. It is so soothing, darlings. And then you feel space and everything falls away instantly. You don't have to sit in lotus for a long time. It's just, it's an instantaneous recognition within your heart center that sets your neural pathways in alignment and balance, and you're already in your flow. And being in that flow allows you to calibrate yourself effortlessly into a tapestry of patterning that will work effortlessly with you. So, you know, no matter what, you know, you're channeling your energy in all different ways and modalities or whatever it is you're doing, you'll know where to spend and how long to spend in each of those things without taxing yourself and getting very stressed. Because when you're stressed, your mind creates even more, you know, it creates this overabundance of stresses, and so you feel the draining of the energy, and then it's really difficult to stay in your epicenter, you know. And so instead of enjoying all the things that you're choosing to participate, you just feel totally stressed about them. And so, you know, the fun goes out of it, you know, the fun definitely goes out of it, and you forget to have a giggle in life. So, you know, being playful with what you're doing, remember, you know, to enjoy what you're doing. You know, I often have a conversation with people around the world, and, you know, one of the things that they, you know, come back to is when they feel the drain and the strain of what they're participating, they ask the question of themselves and remind themselves why they chose to participate in whatever it is they're doing. And if the answer comes effortlessly and they remember that, oh, that's right, I really love that, or maybe it's a different answer, maybe it's because you feel the circumstances and you had to, whenever you feel you have to do something, you've already put yourself in a conundrum. You know, there's already a sense of resistance. But when you come back to think, oh, that's why I started that. That's why I loved that. And maybe you've lost your way with where the love came from with what you want to participate. And maybe there's a strain, maybe someone's expectation, you've taken on the expectation of theirs, it's projecting back to you, and you've lost the joy of it. So then coming back to your epicenter, allowing your breath to permeate effortlessly through your being, and then you're into your flow again, you're back again. That's like less than 30 seconds, darlings. It's that quick, you know? And it's just that recognition, oh, I feel really stressed. And as soon as you know that, what do? Just breathe. Instantly, it comes back into your solar plexus. Your solar plexus expands. You feel the ether, which is space and sound. And, you know, all that joy of life comes back in, you know? And self-sacrifice, darlings, you know, it's no need. Self-sacrifice brings a sort of different energy to your party. But if you desire, go right ahead. But it's not necessary. You know, no one in the universe is wanting you to sacrifice anything, you know. Remember, the universe is infinite and it's abundant. It's just knowing that all things are possible. You know, in a world that's going through climate change, we were out on a work site, you know, because I love going to the sites with ISIS as well. You know, I love it. And, you know, the thing to remember there is stay true to yourself, you know, no matter what you're doing, stay true to yourself. Because when you're true to yourself, you evolve in such a way that you feel the richness of life, you know, and always participate in doing the things you love, you know. So if you feel like, you know, one of the things we love to do, we love going out into the lake and we love going for a paddle, you know, on one of those surf skis, you know. Ours is sinking into the water. It's actually sitting below and we sit on top of the water. So it looks like we're sitting on top of the water, you know, but it's fun. And so to even give yourself a chance to do that and then come back to what it is you required of yourself to do to meet your timelines and things allows yourself the spirited nature of feeling more at ease with the rest of your life, you know. And whatever it is for you, you know what that is. For some of you, it's hiking. Some of you, it's going off to have brunch with someone, you know, or lunch with someone or dinner with someone. You know, that's your enjoyment, or getting together as a group or whatever it is you like to do. You know what, you know, we don't have to share that. You know what it is. Maybe it's cooking up a great meal for yourself. That's lovely. You know, so, or being inventive in some way. Or maybe, you know, we were going out in the lake this morning and we saw this beautiful lady sitting on the edge of the bank of the lake in lotus with her yoga mat, facing the sun as it's rising. You know, it just was beautiful. And she gave us the most radiant smile. Isis and I said hello, and she just looked so at peace. She was, you know, and Isis said to me, you know, it's a good reminder to sit and be for a while, you know. You know, so, you know, it's not long out of your life. And it was so lovely. So we went one way and then we passed her again. And she was in lotus with her eyes closed and just feeling the warmth and the radiation of the sun and the beautiful light. And of course, fish are jumping out of the water. It's beautiful, really. So, you know, there's so many things that we can take for granted and we don't give ourselves the time to do it. But really, time is an illusion, so we love to live in the timelessness, because then everything, there's a timeliness to everything in Gaia or Earth, whichever you like to call her, or call Earth itself. We say Gaia, we say Earth, whatever, but we love to use Gaia, you know. And we have another name, but maybe when another time we will share that with you. But, you know, you have your own names for things anyway, so we have our names things too, you know. So back to going with the flow. So we're going to include in this, you know, a little upload when Isis and I were traveling through Tasmania in 2023, earlier in that year. She took this lovely video of like a stream running through. It was on the West Coast. It was really, really very beautiful. But it's a reminder, you know, to just go with your flow. That's one of the most beautiful things about the water element. It just reminds you to cleanse, you know. Because, you know, when you're busy, you come home and, you know, sometimes you're just too tired to clean. You know, we do a spring clean, but sometimes you get tired and you don't feel like cleaning. But you feel so amazing when you do a bit of a clean out, right? And so, you know, with that, we always love to, it's a reminder not to keep buying things that unless you really require them. You know, notice we said require, not need. There's no neediness in this world, you know, not really. We feel like we need something sometimes, but if you require something, then you'll, you know, bring that into your energetic field and you'll make the purchase, or you'll go and get that, or whatever it is you do. But, you know, it's easy to keep accumulating, you know. And so, you know, whatever simplicity is to you, it's very personal, you know. You have your own understanding of what that is, and it's not for anyone else to say what that is for you. You live it, you live it, you be you, darlings. You don't need me to say that, but definitely you be you. And so that is also a flow, that is going with the flow. So, you know, this is just something we wanted to share. It's something that I was asked when I was traveling around the universe. When Isis has often told you, I love to snowbird. So I go to all different places when the snow's running, you know, but I love to do a lot of things. And so sometimes when I go to these, I love to DJ in Amsterdam in the red light district. You know, it's so much fun. So there's lots of things we like to do in this life, you know. And so live it real, you know, live it fun and live it playfully. And, you know, because you're here to enjoy your life, you know, thrive, not survive. That's our motto in Simply Blooming. We hear so many people around this, you know, say, oh, I've just got to survive. I've just got to get through this. You know, you've all done it, you know, in different times. I've just got to get through this. If I could just survive this trip or this whatever, or get through my day, you know, if you've got to get through your day, you know, and it feels really a hard task. Take that deep breath, darlings. Take a breath and feel the bliss and, you know, give yourself the gift of life, that vital life force, and you'll see through new eyes, new perceptions, and then you'll recognize what a gift life really is and really enjoy it. You know, life is wonderful and it's beautiful, and you're here to have the most amazing experience always. So, you know, sometimes it's lovely to have a little reminder. You know, we all need that sometimes. We all require that sometimes. Yes, I did say need, darlings, but we all require that sometimes, because sometimes life can push you out, you know, out of yourself. And so it's good to just come back into yourself, give yourself permission to give that space to yourself, and just take that breath and give yourself the space to just be. And in that, you can be that in every nanosecond or every microsecond in your whole existence, darling, because life is truly eternal. Happy Easter for those of you who celebrate it. Happy flowing to all of you, whether you're celebrating Easter or not. Thank you so much for joining us here in Simply Blooming's podcast. We look forward to meeting and greeting you in any given nanosecond, microsecond, in every cosmic moment, always. Namaste from all of us here right now. Bye.